Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dove suspected accusing and two others were hospitalized Saturday after being found at the Faster Horses Country Music Festival in Brooklyn, Michigan. Police are investigating a generator that was located near the travel trailer. Brooklyn, Michigan is about 80 miles west of Detroit. Some Texas lawmakers that ran away from their job because of legislation they didn't like have now contracted the coronavirus after fleeing to Washington, D.C. Dan Araki explains.
Two more Democratic members of the Texas House have tested positive for COVID-19. That brings the total number of cases up to five among the group of lawmakers who left Texas last week in order to stop a vote on a controversial election reform bill. The Texas House Democratic Caucus said in a statement that the two members who tested positive were fully vaccinated and that all five are either asymptomatic or experiencing mild symptoms. The group had received backlash for a photo of them on a private jet to Washington, D.C., where no one aboard the plane was wearing a mask. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Over 80 fires out west continue to burn. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau takes a look at the big fire.
The Bootleg Fire, burning in southern Oregon, is the largest wildfire in the U.S. It's just north of the California border and has scorched more than 476 square miles, an area about the size of Los Angeles. The fire has burned at least 67 homes and 100 outbuildings. Thousands more are threatened. Containment of the fire now at 22%, one of dozens of major wildfires burning across the West. Forecasters warning of dangerous fire weather through Monday in California and southern Oregon.
Major Tokyo Olympic sponsor Toyota will drop all of its TV advertisements in Japan as criticism in Japan over the games taking place during the surge in COVID-19 cases. Toyota's chief executive officer said on Monday he would not be attending the opening ceremony and that its advertising campaign in Japan has been withdrawn. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The 5th Austrian World Summit, one of the biggest environmental and climate summits in the world, was all about healthy planet, healthy people. The conference earlier this month also discussed America's re-entry into the Paris Agreement. Former Hollywood A-lister and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger spoke about terminating pollution and that climate change is not the doom and gloom activists are trying to sell the world.
I hear environmentalists talking about the existential threat of climate change. The existential threat. We are going to be eliminated. And what does the public hear? The icebergs are melting, the rainforests are burning, the coral reefs are dying, the polar bears are starving, our cities will be flooded, and our farms will dry up, and our coastlines will be wiped out. And there will be famine and starvation, and people will be fleeing the heat and the rising water, and there will be wars. And by the way, don't use fossil fuels. Don't use plastic. Don't eat meat. Is it any wonder that people are confused and tuned out? This movie doesn't have a storyline except constant alarm, which cannot be sustained.
Every speaker brought a climate story ranging from politics, business, finance, science, activism, and innovation, encouraging positive communication. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Live.
Now, you didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? Hey, look, we do it because it's hard, and it's okay. It's worth it when you think about, you know, the impact that it has. Not only, you know, we're concerned a lot about America, as we should be, but the tentacles that reach out from America, that touch the world, are so equally incredible that, you know, there is some, you know, I guess you could say globalist. Anytime you use that word, people get nervous. The idea that, you know, whenever you use the term, you know, global, if you're talking about global economy and the influence that's happening and it's one world government. But the idea is that we do affect one another, and there is some globalist impact, if not a great amount of impact, because as America goes, so does the world. And this is why they're coming at this country in such a way. And this has been going on for years. And I got to tell you, we're going to be talking with Robert Bork Jr. Now, you hear the name Robert Bork and you think, okay, there's got to be a relationship with Robert Bork Sr. And you're exactly right. And we're going to talk about a man who served our country so admirably and should have been a Supreme Court justice, but for the politics and what they did to this man. It really opened the door to the modern era of abuse on candidates and people, you know, being appointed to the Supreme Court. And we're going to talk particularly about a book that Robert Bork was known for called The Antitrust Paradox. It's been updated. It appeared first in 1978. The seminal work was, I say, by one of the foremost American legal minds. That's inarguable. He was one of the most foremost American legal minds of our age. Has dramatically changed the way the courts view government's role in private affairs. It's been reissued with a new introduction and forward, and this classic shows how antitrust suits adversely affect the consumer by encouraging a costly form of protection for inefficient and uncompetitive small businesses. With us, as I said, is Robert Bork Jr. He's appearing on behalf of his father with this updated version of the book, The Antitrust Paradox. Robert Bork Jr., welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Well, I've got to tell you, I was never an attorney. Thought about it, but your father cannot help but be admired from attorneys and non-attorneys because of his exceptional talent and gifts that he carried, and what he brought to the judiciary was ineffable.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say. I'm not an attorney either, although I did grow up at my father's dinner table, so I got a participation certificate.
and a great one, I'm sure. Not to mention probably some of the stuff you probably go, oh my gosh, I sound like my dad. Maybe osmosis. That is a real
thing. Yeah, I think there's something to that. Yeah, absolutely.
Without a doubt. Okay, so tell us about the antitrust paradox. Why did it need to come forth? I mean, you've got an introduction by Senator Mike Lee, another another legal scholar and senator that I respect as well, and he did the introduction. So why the update? Why now?
Well, really because we are today where we were in the late 60s and 70s with the left trying to hijack antitrust law and use it against corporations in ways that were not intended. And use it to weaponize it, to use it to take over the economy by the left. So my father started this book back in the 60s when he was teaching at Yale Law School, and there was one of two conservatives at Yale Law School, which they thought was too many. And so he wrote it. It was delayed in publication because he served in the Nixon and Ford administrations, and then he put it out right after he got out. So in 78, he puts forward this idea that antitrust is a paradox. It's not working. It's, you know, it's intended to do one thing, but it's not succeeding. It's all it's doing is protecting inefficient companies against others and causing prices to go up.
I just wanted to interrupt you really quick, just so people have a context here. This paradox, the antitrust, how long had this been going on that now he takes a look, he observes and says, this is not doing what it intended? Had this been going on for decades? Exactly how long?
For decades. You know, the antitrust laws, it's funny, they were called antitrust laws because they were written in the late 19th century to deal with trusts, like Standard Oil and others, that were organized as trusts. So it really should be thought of as more as competition law. How do we treat competitive companies? You had Justice Brandeis who said that, talked about the curse of bigness. He and others wanted to protect the small, worthy men, as he referred to it.
Yes.
Those worthy men were making their business, they were inefficient. They needed to be protected against efficient companies, and that's just not what the law was about. My father said, look, this is about consumer welfare. The bottom line here is the maximization of consumer welfare. What we do in antitrust, in competition law, has to be to protect the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And this was such a novel and good idea. It was adopted by, various academic schools, Harvard and Chicago. And then the year after the book came out, somebody put forward this notion in a appeal to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court adopted the consumer welfare standard, and it has been the North Star of antitrust enforcement for the last almost 50 years, 43 years. So what we have now, though, is the left in Congress, Joe Biden in particular, called out my father a couple of weeks ago with his competition executive order, said it was a nice experiment, but it had failed. Said that the economy was suffering for this experiment. And I wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal which pointed out that Joe Biden's math was wrong. He said there had been less growth since the consumer welfare standard, and I pointed out that the economy had tripled in size from 1980 to 2020. He said that there was weakened investment, and I pointed out that that inflation-adjusted annual rate of return from 1980 to 2020 was almost 10%. And he said there were fewer small businesses, when in fact there had been a 54% increase in small business since 1980. So either he's lying, which I would never want to say about Joe Biden, or he got bad facts were given to him.
Well, and this is part of the issue that we deal with, Robert, is this is ideology. When ideology speaks, it speaks doctrinally, as if they have all the facts. There, it's a settled issue. How dare you challenge it with the real facts? And you speak right by them, unfortunately. But the people need to be aware of these, you know, I don't know if you want to call them narratives or you just want to call them flat-out lies. Call them what you want. But the facts are in, just as you stated. And they are, I believe they're inarguable, only in as much as that...
No, right? They are facts. They are
yes.
The truth, and it contradicts... the ideological truth, so to speak,
exactly.
That the other
gotta
side
go,
is putting.
Got to go to break. We got more from Robert Bork Jr. after this.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
fresh and independent we are. At 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we are this way. It's our attitude. It is our esprit de corps, we might say. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez. Robert Bork Jr. is with us. He's appearing on behalf of his father with an updated version of the antitrust paradox. And Robert Bork Jr. is currently serving as the president of the Antitrust Education Project. Robert, I got to imagine when your dad, you know, as he's teaching and he's putting this together and looking at the antitrust paradox, and, you know, the lights start coming off and going, wait a minute, you know, this should be common sense. But so much of our government, because of the bureaucracy, as Ronald Reagan said, that's the closest thing to eternal life, anything in the bureaucracy. It goes unchanged, you know, right? They just keep on pouring money at it. Forget that it doesn't make sense anymore. And this is just a case in point. But this is a common thread throughout the bureaucracy and throughout our government. And how dare your father use common sense to take on the antitrust paradox?
Yeah, you know, somebody the other day called, in print, called those who believe in what he is, this idea, and that would include, by the way, the Supreme Court, the federal courts, scholars around the world, they called it a cult, the cult of the consumer welfare standard. I mean, that's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Well, it's hard to say. It's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. The consumer welfare standard, you know, is a neutral principle. It doesn't favor Republicans or Democrats. It favors the consumer. And so this idea that he put forward, which then was adopted by the Supreme Court, really, I think, put, you know, made, it was just, it leveled the playing field for competitors, because they knew what they had to aim at in order to, you know, not have the antitrust laws brought against them. Something simple, you know, their work has to benefit the consumer. And it tells consumers that the laws are there for them. What's going on now is the left, Lina Khan at the FTC, the new chairman of the FTC, Amy Klobuchar, Minnesota, senator from Minnesota, is writing this stuff. All these House Democrats and Republicans, too. We can talk about them in a second, because they're walking into a trap. All they're going to do is take this neutral principle and just cross it out and replace it with totally subjective standards. Whatever we want the law to be will be what passes through the Congress and signed into law by President Biden. There's no core.
Like that's ever worked, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
So, you know, this trap I referred to, Republicans walking into, they're mad, and they should be mad. And I'm sure you're mad, as I am, angry about what these social media platforms are doing in terms of free speech and conservative speech in particular. But, you know, they've lured the conservatives into this trap of saying, well, we'll use the antitrust laws to fix this. We'll bust up these companies. We'll break them up. And that is just the wrong way to go. All that's going to happen then is huge unintended consequences of doing that. And these companies are, like them are enormous engines of growth, economic growth, jobs, innovation. And yes, they should be subject to the antitrust laws within the framework of the consumer welfare standard, but not some nebulous framework that has no, there's no bottom. There's no underlying principle.
Exactly.
So, the conservatives can complain all they want, and they should, but the answer is tweaking and fixing and modifying and amending, you know, the laws that apply to these platforms like Section 230.
Right.
Not exactly. Blowing them up with antitrust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you bring up a good point here, is that, the standards need to be, reformed and re-acknowledged. And, for whatever reason, like you say, these behemoths have so much money, and they have bought influence, and they're controlling these policymakers in such a way. I mean, it's the old saying, you follow the money. And you look at these elected officials, what is their goal? their goal is to get reelected. When that is the goal and not serving the American people, well, then, you know, their focus is all about the money, fundraising. It's not really about doing, you know, the legislative hard and heavy lifting of looking at things like what your dad had presented with the antitrust paradox to say, okay, should we blow it all up or should it be reformed? Is there a way, you know, is there some positive things that came out with antitrust, and maybe because of over the years we've missed the mark and we're way off and it's time to reform? And I think that's what you're suggesting, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Well, no, I think I'm always open to sensible reform, but which has at its core the consumer,
mm-hmm. Yes.
which maintains this standard that has been adopted for the last 43 years. What I'm not for is rewriting the laws, writing new statutes, mm-hmm. that eliminate the consumer welfare standard and then have no standard at the basis for antitrust law.
Exactly.
Other than what the bureaucrats say. I mean, here's what's going on right now at the FTC. You have Chairman Khan, 32 years old, and you know, her qualifications are she wrote an intriguing article, which other experts have said was nonsense. I mean, people on her side say it was nonsense about Amazon back in about 3 years ago in the Yale Law Journal. And this is what made her a celebrity and pushed her to the forefront. But now she's chairman of the Federal Trade Commission. One of her first acts was to tell the professional staff that they could no longer speak in public. They could not go to conferences. And so she's put a gag order on them. The purpose of that is to force or cause these professional staffers to quit. Mm-hmm. And then she can put in loyalists to carry out her plan. And then, of course, the plan, by the way, is in her very first meeting, as chaired meeting, was to tear up a policy document that supported the consumer welfare standard. So that's out now at the Federal Trade Commission. So basically now she can do whatever she wants. The other important thing is she essentially demoted the chief administrative law judge at the Federal Trade Commission. They have these administrative law judges who hear cases.
Right.
She said, "I'm taking that authority away from you, and I'm taking it to me. It's my authority now." So it's basically a dictatorship over there.
Exactly.
And they can do whatever they want now. And then if they get backed up with these new statutes coming out of the House and the Senate, it'll be Katie bar the door. You know, it will fossilize the American economy, capitalism, because they don't like capitalism. Mm-hmm. They don't like business. That's what this is really all about.
And, of course, all this is reinforced with the president's latest executive order, right? So this, you know, even sets the hook even further at this point.
I think that's a very good way to describe it. It sets the hook. So he said, I'm giving the authority to the alphabet of agencies in the federal government to go out and reinvigorate capitalism. Oh, and that will be done by enforcing new and harsher regulations against business, not just big business, mm-hmm. and not just the big tech companies, but agriculture and retail and healthcare, and there's a whole laundry list of industries that they want to go after. And by the way, not just the big businesses, but medium sized businesses and small businesses too. So this is a power grab. Well,
it's the rise of regulation nation once again. I mean, we were subjected to it with 8 years under the Obama-Biden regime, and it's back with a vengeance is what you're telling us.
Yep, that's right.
So what do we do, Robert?
We make our voices heard. We talk. We argue. And we support the consumer welfare standard.
And you've got to be in touch with your elected officials. Make a phone call. Send an email. We've got to be proactive in protecting the consumer welfare standard, or else. Robert Bork Jr. has been our guest, representing his father's book, Antitrust.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Three people died of suspected acute carbon monoxide poisoning and two others were hospitalized Saturday after being found at the Faster Horses Country Music Festival in Brooklyn, Michigan. Police are investigating a generator that was located near the travel trailer. Brooklyn, Michigan is about 80 miles west of Detroit. Some Texas lawmakers that ran away from their job because of legislation they didn't like have now contracted the coronavirus after fleeing to Washington, D.C. Dan Naraki explains.
Two more Democratic members of the Texas House have tested positive for COVID-19. That brings the total number of cases up to five among the group of lawmakers who left Texas last week in order to stop a vote on a controversial election reform bill. The Texas House Democratic Caucus said in a statement that the two members who tested positive were fully vaccinated and that all five are either asymptomatic or experiencing mild symptoms. The group had received backlash for a photo of them on a private jet to Washington, D.C., where no one aboard the plane was wearing a mask. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bill Martinez here, and we've got Lou Euler with us. Yes, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. It's one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies that is focused on, saving you money, getting the right size of government, and reeling in taxes. But I'll tell you, they're running away on us, Lou. This Biden administration looks like they want to, through reconciliation, add another $3.5 trillion of debt for infrastructure that has more to do with the Green Deal than it does with building bridges and fixing our roads.
No, they are absolutely right. This is a off-the-cliff kind of decision-making process that they're running there in the Biden administration. But we need to wish Biden a long and healthy life, because the alternative is Amendment 25 and with Kamala Harris as our new president. And that is something the nation cannot tolerate, cannot stand. So,
How much more incompetence can we deal with? I mean, we've got a president here that is, turned this thing upside down. And even when he's given, some projects for the vice president to handle, she's not fared very well. I mean, it's just like you hardly hear much about her of anything now. It's almost like Jill Biden has, or I should probably say, Dr. Jill Biden, because she wants to be Dr. Jill Biden, she's moved up in stature in the administration.
Well, and her so-called trip to the border was totally worthless, and continue in absence of adequate police. The nation is, and what we're seeing in the polling is that average Americans, the good citizens that work every day and raise their families and follow the rules and apply common sense, they are just up in arms, and this can turn into this midterm election can turn into something historic for us, but we can't tolerate the nation moving in the wrong direction between now and then. It's got to be stopped.
Now, how much more damage can they do? I mean, with all the spending they're doing, I mean, it smacks of California, where California, you know, passed so many laws and budgetary requirements that there's little left to manage as governor, because the Democrats have such a stranglehold on the budget. And I almost see the same thing happening on a federal level with all these trillions of dollars that are being poured out there. And meanwhile, you know, the Republicans are not they're not matching the fight here, Lou, and I'm concerned about this, because even at the midterms, where it looks like Republicans should take over, are they going to do what they did last time? Because if they're going to take over, it's going to really require some courage that has not been on display. In fact, I was talking with Rick Manning the other day about this, that you know, I was seeing in an interview on Fox News with Bear and Kevin McCarthy, and he asked him a simple question. He asked him if he thought the election was fair, and if he acknowledged that Joe Biden was the legitimate president of the United States. Lou, I'm telling you, I mean, you know, it was almost like that right there, you know, right in front of us. It was like, here's the, you know, leader of the Republican House caucus, and he like folded like a $2, you know, lawn chair.
Well, I think this is going to be very different. Look what's going on in Texas with the departure of the Democrat state legislators on the voting bill. And the governor has shown real backbone, and he's even threatening to
says he's going to arrest them.
Bring those, arrest the people who've left. So you know, we one of the key issues for us is, as well as you know, the election process. It's time that we stop this election at a month and a week and return to election day. And so that everybody has the same information when they go to the polls, and they can't use the absentee ballots as a source of corruption for the balloting. So the issues that are out there are incredible, but I think our people are getting tougher. And that you're absolutely right. That's what we have to do, is give them, help them have backbone.
Well, and that's the problem with the truth for the left. The truth, you know, really sticks right in their face, and it can't be denied. I mean, so much to the degree that here it is now, they're claiming that they're the party of voter ID cards. You know, it's like, this is insane. Like, they're trying to say, well, we're the party of funding police, not defunding police, when you've got them all, you know, in video and news clips all over the place claiming that they wanted to defund the police. And they thought that voter ID cards, you know, represented voter suppression, right?
That's right. And then on top of this, they have selected climate change as the new religion of the left. There is no factual support for the change in temperatures over the last 100 years that the left is claiming, and on which they have turned off the Keystone Pipeline and want to subvert fossil fuels and give us wind and solar and that nonsense, which we know is not reliable and not sufficient. And so all of a sudden now the new religion of the left is climate change.
Right. They've been writing that. Yeah, they've been burning candles for that one for quite a while, and all honor and glory to the God of climate change. But like everything that runs emotional, it's unsustainable. It will peter itself out. It kind of rope-a-dopes itself. And this is what's starting to happen with all these narratives that are only backed by emotion and not substance, brought to you by the mainstream media, big tech, and the Democratic Party. And so now they're getting exposed, and now here they're going to come to the midterm elections. And what do they stand for? You know, what have they done? You've had the White House, you've had the House, you know, for all intent and purposes, you've even had the Senate. And what you have done is you've crippled our country that was, you know, going into this. If you'd done nothing, as one representative said, and if Joe Biden just went to the beach, we'd be better off. But here he is. He killed our energy independence. We're back to regulation nation, and this is Barack Obama 2.0, which the voters absolutely repealed with the election of Donald Trump.
Yes, yes. You know, there is a bright spot on the horizon. Larry Elder just announced that he would seek the governorship of California, and he, too, agrees that the climate change is just a false religion. Mm-hmm. He is a strong supporter of school choice, giving people throughout California the opportunity to have a new support for private schools and charter schools throughout the state and in the neighborhoods where they're most needed. So there are some positive things,
yes,
fortunately, that are happening amidst all this chaos that you're talking about.
Well, I have high regard for Larry Elder, no doubt about it. There's also a young man that is not getting the traction yet, but he's one of five Republicans there in the state, state Senate, Kevin Kiley. This kid is brilliant. He's a 30-something lawyer, graduate of Yale. He's the one that wrote the book on Newsom regarding the recall. And yes, he is, I'll tell you, this kid's got a political future. Now, I would only hope that he could end up being the governor, whether it's this time around or some other time. But clearly, he's got the goods. And you check out Kevin Kiley. He's quite impressive.
Well, he happened to be my assemblyman, and
okay,
we know that he's a very bright and very brilliant. But at this time around, it does look like the best shot for changing the direction of California would be a Larry Elder victory. Mm-hmm. And first, though, we have to reduce the votes for Newsom to less,
yes,
than 50%, and that would be on the 14th of September.
Lou, how can they be in touch with you?
Go to our website, limittaxes.org, and we'll try and keep everybody up to date.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can
offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and Stephen Kendrick joins us now. We're going to be talking about two new movies, one a documentary, another a movie that will be rolling out here very shortly. We've got Show Me the Father, which will release in September of this year, and then right after that, Courageous Legacy, which will release on October the 15th. Stephen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Glad to be a part of the program, Bill.
All right. Always love having you on and staying on top of, you know, the latest project of the Kendrick brothers. So tell us about this new and actually the first documentary, Show Me the Father.
Yes. Show Me the Father is coming out September 10th in theaters across the United States. It's our first documentary. It's a very cinematic story laying out five true fatherhood stories, and we got really good inspiring ones. We actually talk about our dad and his impact on each of our films. My daughter's adoption story is a part of that as well. And we have Jim Daly, who's the president of Focus on the Family. He grew up fatherless, and he talks about how God became the father for him when his earthly father was not there for him. So it's really an emotional roller coaster. And we talk about one of the biggest breakthroughs in someone's spiritual life happens when they begin to relate to God as their loving, perfect father. So it's
exactly.
It's really an emotional story, but it unfolds in a way that really has a message for everyone.
What was the motivation behind, you know, this project? Because this is different. This is the first time you've gone into the documentary genre.
We've been a part of something called the Fatherhood Commission since 2012, and partnering with over 100 different fathering organizations to stay up to date with the fatherlessness crisis that's going on across America. You know, 25% of kids growing up in fatherless homes in America, and it causes them to be more likely to end up on drugs, in prison, in poverty, to drop out of school. But bigger than that, there is an epic position that fatherhood has in Scripture, because God says he wants to turn the hearts of fathers back to their children and children back to their fathers. But he calls himself a father. And when Jesus showed up, he is explaining to us, you don't just pray to God as this abstract, distant being, but learn to relate to him as a perfect, loving father. And that one key transition that can happen in a person's life brings so many breakthroughs. It did in my life, in my own walk with God. And but we took one of the best NFL stories with Sherman Smith that got the best review on ESPN, and we unfold his fatherhood journey and his story with a player that he was coaching that's in the story as well. And so this movie really has something for everybody. Kids can watch it. It's safe for the whole family, but it has a lot of twists and turns as well.
You know, we're seeing a lot and hearing a lot more about the fatherless epidemic that has impacted, I would say, not only in America, but around the world. And I know that you and Alex are consistent prayer warriors. Did you have this sense? Because it seems to, you know, gel with other people feeling different parts of the elephant, blindfolded, as we say, that, you know, this is something that God revealed to you and that you said, okay, look, at the time is now, and we really need to put a full court press on this issue of fatherlessness.
Well, and it's been going on for decades, but more recently, when you look at the statistics, it is in our face, because the vast majority of incarcerated juveniles grew up in fatherless homes. You know, you pick, really, it is the upstream issue. If you want to help our country with opioid crisis, with psychiatric problems, with drug use, rape, domestic violence, if you go back and you help dads to step up and get involved in their kids' lives, you can help all of those issues simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So we see in Scripture, as we were praying through this issue, that God has a heart for the fatherless. It says in Psalm 68, he will step in and be the father to the fatherless. He tells the church in James 1, here's pure religion, that you focus in on taking care of the widows and the fatherless in your culture and in your generation, wherever you are. And so it is a massive issue. But even people that grew up where dad was involved in their lives, if they don't know how to relate to God as a loving father, they're going to deal with worry issues, with fear issues, with all kinds of personal identity issues that he can solve in our lives when we realize he is a loving God and he does have a relationship with us.
And some of this stuff is so academic. Maybe, you know, for some of us, we've taken it for granted. I watched recently a documentary of still a young man. He was probably latter 40s, and he was in tears, Steve, and he was just saying, I just wanted a dad to tell me I was doing something wrong. I mean, just something that basic. It really caught my attention, and I couldn't help but suffer for this young man that, you know, he's 40-something and having, you know, 4 decades of his life without a dad to say, hey, you're on the right track or you're on the wrong track.
Yes. Well, we're longing for that in our lives. We talk about in the movie Show Me the Father the roles a dad plays. He is a provider. He is a protector. But he's also a teacher, the book of Proverbs communicates. He's a comforting, compassionate friend, Scripture communicates. He is a hopeful encourager coming alongside his children, and he provides a blessing for them. He tells his kids, not after they get it all together, not after they score the touchdown or get all A's in school, but a loving father actually on the front end, almost like a farmer in a field cultivating the soil on the front end, a father will bless his children and communicate, I love you, I'm with you, I'm going to support you, I'm going to pray for you, cheer you on every step of the way, and I'll be there for you. We talk about how to give that blessing to your children in Show Me the Father. And I think this movie is going to really inspire people at a deep core level. We've had standing ovations already at some of the pre-screenings, and people have walked away saying, I didn't realize how deeply I needed to see a film to learn about the fatherhood of God.
Wow, that's awesome. You mentioned the adoption of your own daughter, Mia. Can you touch on that a little bit? We've got about 4.5 minutes, and I still want to have some time to talk about the Courageous Legacy.
it was really a miracle. We had four biological children, and my wife and I was actually on an airplane, and we unfold this story of kind of a miracle, how God spoke to me in the midst of prayer about adopting a baby girl. And this was so out of left field for me. That was not something I was pursuing. And we went through 2 years of paperwork, and then we adopted this girl from China, brought her home. And we saw this incredible identity shift. She went from being Zhang Yifan in China in a communist country with as an unwanted orphan with health problems and no hopeful future, anticipating being trafficked one day when she ages out of the system. Exactly. And now she's in an American Christian loving home with a mom and dad who are there for her, ready to supply her education needs or medical needs, all those things. And this whole identity shift really awakened us to our spiritual adoption. In Ephesians 1, it says when we believe in Jesus, God spiritually adopts us into his family, and he begins to provide for us. He begins to hear our prayers at a deeper level. He loves us unconditionally. We have an inheritance. We're joint heirs with Christ, Scripture says, the same inheritance as the other children. And so this whole parallel was so eye-opening for us, but it really introduced us to the fatherhood of God at a deeper level.
Well, you are re-releasing the widely popular movie, Courageous, celebrating its 10th anniversary. What made you and Alex want to re-release it?
Well, Courageous has such a special place in our hearts because the international impact was just shocking to us. When it came out in 2011, we were being contacted from thousands of officers in Ecuador, Panama, in Malawi, Africa. Men were watching the movie in a mud hut. We were contacted by the International Space Station. They were watching it on the space station. But the movie really walks through how a dad, regardless of the broken example he was given by his own father, how he can make a resolution and say, I'm gonna do what's right. I'm gonna break these bad chains that I have been given from my father and my grandfather, and I'm gonna leave a new legacy for my children. And so Courageous is coming up on 10 years. We went back and we shot a new ending on the film. We've re-edited it, recolored it, new sound. We talk about the impact the movie's had internationally. We're calling it Courageous Legacy. It's the best version of the movie we've ever had.
Wow.
And it's really an event, and it will be coming out in theaters across the U.S. on October the 15th. People can go to CourageousTheMovie.com if they want more information. But we have a new generation 10 years later of young men who have become dads all across America. Yeah. And who will be watching this movie differently, but the issue of fatherlessness and the need for strong fathers is just as important as ever.
It's kind of like a 1-2 punch here between, you know, with these two films. And Stephen, so much of what you guys do, the audience engagement and response is phenomenal. And I can only imagine you've got some favorite stories to share about the reaction, you know, from the audience after seeing Courageous.
Absolutely. To be contacted and to hear grown women say, my dad in his 80s went to watch this movie and came home and told me he loved me for the first time, you know, to be contacted from 1,000 police officers in the Philippines coming to Christ after seeing Courageous was just mind-blowing.
We look forward to the releases of these two movies. Is there a website that we can go to be in touch?
Yes, showmethefathermovie.com is for the September 10th release of Show Me the Father. And then 5 weeks later, CourageousTheMovie.com is for Courageous Legacy. We hope people will check it out on October 15th.
Stephen Kendrick, thanks for being with us. Take care. God bless.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to...